Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 9, The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. The Description of the Chaitanya Tree. Lord Chaitanya thought, "My name is Vishvambara, one who maintains the entire universe. Its meaning will be actualized if I can fill the whole universe with love of Godhead." Thinking in this way, he accepted the duty of a planter and began to grow a garden in Navadvip. Thus the Lord brought the desire tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. Lord Chaitanya sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of his will. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, who is the storehouse of all devotional service unto Krishna. Sri Madhavendra Puri is a desire tree of devotional service, and it is in him that the seed of devotional service first fructified. The seed of devotional service next fructified in the form of Sri Ishwarapuri, and then the gardener himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the main trunk of the tree of devotional service. By his inconceivable powers, the Lord became the gardener, the trunk, and the branches simultaneously. Paramananda Puri, Keshava Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Sri Narsingha Tirtha, Sukhananda Puri. These 9 sannyasi roots all sprouted from the trunk of the tree. Thus the tree stood steadfastly on the strength of these 9 roots. With the sober and grave Paramananda Puri as the central root, and the other 8 roots in the 8 directions, the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood firmly. From the trunk grew many branches, and above them innumerable others. Thus the branches of the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster or society with great branches covering throughout the universe. From each branch grew many hundreds of sub-branches. No one can count how many sub-branches and branches thus grew. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "I shall try to name the foremost of the innumerable branches. Now please hear the description of the Chaitanya tree. At the top of the tree, the trunk branched into 2. One trunk was named Sri Advaita Prabhu and the other Sri Nityananda Prabhu. From these 2 trunks grew many branches and sub-branches, and they covered the entire world. These branches and sub-branches and their sub-branches became so numerous that no one can actually write about them. Thus the disciples and grand disciples and their admirers spread throughout the entire world, and it is not possible to enumerate them all. Just as a big fig tree bears fruits all over its body, each part of the tree of devotional service bore fruit. Since Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, The taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor asking who was fit or unfit to receive it, Lord Chaitanya distributed the fruit of devotional service. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of such fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Srila Prabhupada says, in many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. One has to sow the seed of devotional creeper, bhakti lata, within the heart. As one gradually hears and chants, the seed will fructify and gradually grow into a mature plant, and then produce the fruit of devotional service, namely love of Godhead. And that love of Godhead, the gardener can enjoy without impediments. Sri Madhavendra Puri, also known as Sri Madhava Puri, belonged to the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya and was a greatly celebrated sannyasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the third disciplic ascendant from Sri Madhavendra Puri. The process of worship in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya was full of ritualistic ceremonies with hardly a sign of love of Godhead. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first person in that disciplic succession to exhibit the symptoms of love of Godhead, and the first to write a poem beginning with the words, I.E. Dina Dayardra Nath, O Supremely Merciful Personality of Godhead. In that poem is the seed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cultivation of love of Godhead. Ishvara Puri appeared in a Brahmana family and was the most beloved disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri. In the last portion of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, at the last stage of his life, Sri Madhavendra Puri became an invalid and was completely unable to move. Ishvara Puri so completely engaged himself in the service of Sri Madhavendra Puri that he personally cleaned up his stool and urine, always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reminding Sri Madhavendra Puri about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. In the last stage of Sri Madhavendra Puri's life, Ishvara Puri gave the best service among all his disciples. Thus, Madhavendra Puri, being very pleased with him, blessed Ishvara Puri, saying, my dear boy, I can only pray to Krishna that he will be pleased with you. Thus, Ishvara Puri, by the grace of his spiritual master Sri Madhavendra Puri, became a great devotee in the ocean of love of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Gurbashtak prayer, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. Yasya prasadan nagatikutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. It is by the mercy of the spiritual master that one becomes perfect, as vividly exemplified here. A Vaishnava is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one appears to become an invalid, this gives a chance to the disciples to serve the spiritual master. Ishvara Puri pleased his spiritual master by service, and by the blessings of his spiritual master, he became such a great personality that Lord Chaitanya accepted him as his spiritual master. Srila Ishvara Puri was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But before initiating Lord Chaitanya, he went to Navadvip and lived for a few months in the house of Gopinath Acharya. At that time, Lord Chaitanya became acquainted with him, and it is understood that Ishvara Puri served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reciting his own book, Krishna Lilamrita. To teach others by example how to be a faithful disciple of one spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, visited the birthplace of Ishvara Puri at Kumarahat and collected some earth from his birth site. This he kept very carefully, and he used to eat a small portion of it daily. It has now become customary for devotees, following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to go there and collect some earth from that place. Our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. This tree of devotional service is not of this material world. It grows in the spiritual world, where there is no distinction between one part of the body and another. It is something like a tree of sugar, for whichever part of such tree one tastes, it is always sweet. The tree of bhakti has varieties of branches, leaves, and fruits, but they are all meant for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are 9 processes of devotional service or bhakti: Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnosmaram Padasevanam Marchanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Matmanivedanam. All of them are meant only for the service of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, whether one hears, chants, remembers, or worships the Lord, his or her activities will yield the same result. Which one of these processes will be the most suitable for a particular devotee depends on one's taste. Herein is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There is no distinction made between those who are fit and those who are not fit to hear or take part in the Sankirtan movement. It should therefore be preached without discrimination. The only purpose of the preachers of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching without restriction. That is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this Sankirtan movement to the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.